Welcome, Savvy Seeker, to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast. This is your audio oasis and paranormal portal. You can experience legendary guests, thought-provoking tarot readings, astonishing astrological forecasts, and exposure to ideas intent on igniting your unlimited inspiration. Subscribe today to keep your fire burning. One last thing, you are encouraged to reach out and ask questions. Become a part of the show. Now please, enjoy today's episode. Yo ho ho and a bottle of unhealthy coping mechanisms. It is the Oracle at Motion here with you, bringing you a tarot reading. We are going to be looking at the deeper meanings of these cards, not fortune telling so much as helping you reflect on some stuff and maybe get some personal development from it. So real quick, the card that comes up is Self-Mastery, and this is from the Mystic Art Medicine deck. So as you can notice, there's the serpent in the card. Serpents are symbols of wisdom, and this is more so like wisdom of self, knowledge of self, as some people will say. There's light blue throughout all of it. Light blue is about the throat chakra. That's about communication. A big part of self-mastery really is self-talk. How you talk to yourself, and it's also about how you communicate with other people. How you communicate with other people is reflected through self-talk. There's the other shades of blue, which are relative to third eye. That's intuition, tapping into it. Intuition is a lot less metaphysical than some people think and a lot more tangible. There's also that pink there. Pink is the color of the emotional heart, which is the second color of the heart chakra. That's kind of using emotional wisdom, not being controlled by it, being able to dive underneath the emotions and understand them on a more complex level than just feeling them. There's the yellow that's kind of expressed throughout it. That yellow is navel chakra, sense of self. Sense of self really is the foundation for all self-mastery, because you have to be able to see yourself clearly, have an honest conversation with yourself, and not be shooken by what comes up in all of that. It's not for the faint of heart. And now we will move into the first tarot card. So we have the Seer from the Wildwood Tarot. The Seer really is about tapping into your potential. This would be the High Priestess in Rider Smith Waite or some other tarot decks. And it's about that feminine principle of receptivity, intuition, tapping into everything. And then there's also that red element in there as well. Red is relative to the root chakra. And this ties back into what I mentioned in the previous card, that intuition and psychic abilities and a lot of these gifts that a lot of people glorify actually are very terrestrial. They're just kind of evolving ourselves through being connected in a deep level. And that's something else that I think is super important to point out. If you begin to cultivate a lot of these gifts, oftentimes people who are very spiritually focused tend to focus on like throat, third eye, and crown chakra. And they don't fully develop, or they under focus on root, sacral, navel, and heart, more or less, yes. But I've noticed that in the New Age, there's this drive to be more self-centered in a very big way, and they don't use those terms because they think they're shedding ego, but avoiding low-vibe people, this, that, or the other. And a lot of it really is more so about getting alignment with your heart and in regards to that emotional heart, getting past the emotion of it and tapping into the deeper love that resides there and not being so emotionally disturbed. In regards to the navel chakra and earth, it's kind of having a more grounded perspective of yourself, not having this new age ego associated with everything. And it goes into the Alan Watts quote of losing the ego is the biggest ego trip out there. As I've said on this podcast before, I think the ego gets a bad rap. I don't think it's as bad as people make it. And it's essentially a scapegoat for a lot of people's shitty behavior that they don't want to take personal accountability for. Then it goes into the sacral chakra. And this is kind of having a grounded sexuality where sex isn't bad. but it's also not the driving factor for everything. And not to think with our genitalia and to use our creative energy wisely, which if you listen to the episode, I think it'll be coming out after this much later. But if you listen to the episode where Stephanie Capone and I talk about the Page of Wands, we get into a lot of that. And then finally, the other element of the root chakra that needs to be balanced is not being so bound to the earth that you can't see everything. Like, a healthy root chakra is important. The next card that comes up is the Wheel. So this would be the Wheel of Fortune in traditional tarot. In this one, it's kind of like the Wheel of the Year, which is just another representation of that in some capacity. All of the seasons are actually represented in this card, so is day and night. So this wheel is really about everything has its cycle, everything has its season, begin to be fluid, and part of self-mastery is really understanding the cycle of everything, understanding the ebb and flow of life, understanding that you're either in a storm, going into a storm or coming out of a storm, but conversely as well, you're either in good times, going into good times, or coming out of good times. So having that reference point, and that on a long enough timeline, there will be balance in your life if you let it happen. Sometimes we create more chaos in our lives because we're comfortable with that. And then we'll move on to the next card. Queen of Vessels. So this is, again, about emotions. Vessels are cups in traditional tarot. And this card kind of shows you swimming upstream, working against your emotions in some sense, and not, again, not in this capacity where you're suppressing things or you're not allowing yourself to feel them. But again, I would take this more as getting under them and really understanding them, and then not being so reactive to your own emotions, but being responsive. Even as somebody who's invested a lot of time in personal development, I still find myself being reactive. And as I continue my process of awakening, because I'm not hashtag woke, as some people like to say, because it's a process. It's not a one-off, one-and-done thing. It's a thing that you go through your whole life, in my experience. But as I go through it and I peel back layers, I understand that certain things that I thought healed aren't, and that in certain areas I need to push on further. And it's been really revelatory, but part of self-mastery is allowing your emotions to flow. Emotions are a natural part of a human being. We need to remove our own judgment and suppression of them, let them go, but then also not be controlled by them. Which is a lot easier said than done a lot of times. And then we have Seven of Bows come up, which is clearance. So bows are wands in traditional tarot. Wands are all about creativity. This is about creating the space in your life to really get the richness and enjoyment out of it. And in regards to self-mastery, that clearance of everything really revolves around creating space for fun, but creating space for work, but then also creating space just to have space in your life, to do nothing, and allow yourself to be present and not necessarily have objectives. Being goal-oriented is super important, and it's something that I found out later in life, but it's also something that can become destructive if wielded inappropriately. And that's one of the big concepts of self-mastery, is understanding that anything can be unhealthy, and it surpasses that stupid saying of everything in moderation, because that's a really simplistic idea that doesn't hold any weight if you actually look at it with any sense of rational thinking. But yeah, finding the equilibrium for stuff in your life and creating that clearance and space, because part of your time needs to be filled with things. Part of your time needs to be filled with rest and recreation. And I've heard it said that rest and vacation and all of this stuff and recreation is where we get the space to recreate ourselves and kind of process these lessons, heal our wounds, and integrate our experience. And that's a crucial element of self-mastery. And with that, I really feel that There's a lot to chew on there. This is your week of focusing on that kind of stuff if you see fit, and seeing what you can take and figuring out how you can apply this stuff to your own life. If you would like to get a personal reading with me where we can go through this stuff a little bit more closely, delve into how your cards apply to you specifically, help you find out ways to apply the lessons in the cards to your current situation, and ultimately move forward and have a new perspective on your life, get a hold of me. Every session is closed with a Reiki healing as well as aftercare. So you get a lot of value for your dollar. And with that, love, light, respect, appreciation, peace. Thank you for listening. If you love this show, one kind review goes a long way. If you have a question or comment you'd like read on air, please send your email to staff@spiritualphoenixstudios.com or use the link in the show notes.